And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 6th of November. November 6th is International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict. War and armed conflict destroy humanity and other forms of life on our planet. Decades of terrible wars, such as in Afghanistan, Colombia, or Iraq, have led to a huge loss of natural resources. In Afghanistan alone, we have witnessed a devastating rate of deforestation, up to 95% in some areas. This has been catastrophic for wildlife and forest conservation, as the door was opened to illegal logging, unregulated mining, and mass poaching. The elephant population has been wiped out in Central African Republic. In Gaza and Yemen, the water infrastructure has been damaged, posing risks to the environment and public health. The suffering of non-human animals in areas of armed conflict is without mercy and without restraint. Today is a day to remember that armed conflict should always be avoided and diplomatic solutions should be pursued for the sake of humans, but also for the sake of the other species and the earth itself. Today is the birthday of Belgian conservationist Claudine André, born on this day in 1946. Claudine André arrived in Congo as a three-year-old child with her father, who was a veterinary surgeon, and has lived there ever since. When war disrupted daily life in Kinshasa, the capital city of the Democratic Republic of Congo, in the 1990s, André worked as a volunteer in Kinshasa's zoo because the animals had been neglected and were starving. Elsewhere in the country, people were finding traditional food production difficult because of the war and turned instead to bushmeat to feed themselves and their families. This in turn led to orphaned bonobos turning up for sale on the streets of Kinshasa. And it was from this situation that André founded Lola Ya Bonobo in 1994, which is a bonobo sanctuary. The aim of the sanctuary is to collect young bonobos having been orphaned due to the actions of poachers and eventually reintroduce them into a forest reserve. Bonobos are extremely affectionate and dependent on physical contact. The secret Claudine uncovered was that nutritious food and medical care were not enough to save an orphan. They needed love. Behind every species of threatened wildlife, there are heroes who risked it all to make a difference. Against the odds, these individuals secure land, clear legal hurdles, and generate global support for animals who have been harmed by human actions. For bonobos, Claudine André is that hero. And she accomplished it all in the Democratic Republic of Congo during their violent, horrific civil wars. Her inspiring story serves as a reminder to us all. Even in the worst possible circumstances, one person with enough drive, commitment, and compassion can help save a species. Today is also the birthday of one of the people Woody Harrelson inspired to go vegan. Highly decorated actress Tandiwe Newton was born on this day in 1972. Born in the Westminster area of London and the daughter of a Zimbabwean mother and an English father, Tandiwe is known for her roles in many works, including Beloved, Mission Impossible 2, Shade, The Chronicles of Riddick, Crash, The Pursuit of Happiness, For Colored Girls, Westworld, Line of Duty, and Solo, A Star Wars Story. Newton was named PETA's Sexiest Vegan of 2014 in the UK. Tandiwe has advocated for a ban on the sale and import of foie gras in the UK. And here is a poem for today by Witter Binner, War. Fools, fools, fools. Your blood is hot today. It cools when you are clay. It joins the very clod wherein you look at God, wherein at last you see the living God, the loving God, who was your enemy. War by Witter Binner. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that the vegan's commitment is nonviolence.